Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Welcome aboard. It is Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you here live on this particular Saturday. We've got a bunch of really great things to get to on tonight's broadcast. Not to mention, in the new music spotlight, tonight, it doesn't get much better than this. Zach Williams and Dolly Parton with their newest, and a bunch more great things to get to as we get through the evening. Let's just go straight to the big board. Here's what we've got on tap, folks. We've got the one and only Eric Metaxas. He's dry witted. He is as funny as can be, but he's also quite serious. And this that I'm holding in my hand here, this new tome of his, is Atheism Dead. It is a ginormous success. It's just exploding everywhere. And it's asking a very interesting question in the day in which we live, because a lot of people would say that if you are still thinking that that there's any question about whether or not there's a debate over, you know, whether or not God exists, or who he is, et cetera, that you're just kind of silly. He's actually going so far as saying that atheism is dead. Not what Nietzsche said. Is God dead? He's turning it on its head. And I'm looking forward to a great conversation with Eric Metaxas. Full disclosure, he's a buddy of mine around the halls of Salem Broadcasting, so we get on quite well. We both advocate for Christian Solidarity International. We both talk a lot about the condition of our culture and politics, etc. So he's got a lot of things to say. But tonight we're just going to stick straight to the topic. Is atheism dead? Why should we have faith in the existence of God? And we're going to delve into all that tonight. Should be really good. All right. Also coming up tonight, back to the big board. In the ladies' lounge tonight, we've got Katie McFarlane. Now, you'll see her there on the big board. Those of you watching on Biz TV and smart enough to be watching on YouTube or Twitter tonight, where our streams are thus far uninterrupted, that's Katie McFarlane, second from the left there in the yellow. She's a former Pentagon official who had the civilian seniority and rank of a four-star general. I always got that wrong. I said it was three-star. She corrected me once. A four-star general, but on the civilian side. And she is quite concerned about an issue that we are not getting addressed in the media these days. I don't know if you've paid attention to it or not, but China is eating our lunch right now. They are launching and testing hypersonic missiles, which basically is Star Wars come to life. This is literally a missile that can be fired from a satellite, and it like 3,800 miles per hour. It's almost impossible to detect with ground defenses for most missile defense stuff, and it can take all kinds of forms. It doesn't have to fly east to west like most terrestrial-based missile systems do. And that's just one thing that they're doing. We're going to talk with KT about that in the ladies' lounge tonight. And then, Kristen V. Tate, she's one of the favorites around here. She penned a piece this week. Do you remember last summer when Joe Biden was taking great, great pride? In fact, they were sending out press releases and doing photo ops and all kinds of things over the savings you earned over your July 4th holiday meal. Do you remember that? Guys, do you remember that? Remember how much they said you were going to save this year? Bingo. Nick, our video director tonight, nailed it. You were going to save 16 cents on your July 4th celebration barbecue from the previous year. And how they came up with that number, God only knows. I mean, there's no real understanding. How do you know how many hot dogs I bought this year as compared to last year? And how many people I had over? Like, last year was COVID. We weren't supposed to have anybody over. So what do you mean I'm saving some this year? If we have the exact same number of people, or if we don't have the relatives that died in the year in between? Like, what, where are you coming up with these savings, Joe? I don't know. I wanted to ask him in the summer, back when he had still a part of his brain left. Now he's just a bowl of mashed potatoes, wandering around the White House grounds, just wondering what day it is. But they will not be able to say that, sadly, about Thanksgiving this year. And Kristen B. Tate has written a piece for The Hill this last week that details, I'm just going to leave it at that, what your Thanksgiving Day experience will be like. We'll get into that in the ladies' lounge tonight. I've also got some good news and some bad news. On the good news side, we have helped, as of this week, as of this very day, we have helped 158 slaves be liberated in northern Sudan, as we have been working on this since February of this year. Our goal, 192, leaves us with 34 yet to go for the year. Now, that means before Christmas of this year, my very big heart's desire is that we can get those final 34 women freed, so that we can knock off every name that we had on the list. If you're just joining me and you're saying, Ken, what are you talking about? Christian Solidarity International is a partner of mine that I've worked with for a number of years that has every year allowed us to play a part in liberating slaves that were not liberated at the end of the Sudan Civil War. In fact, there were more than 100,000 slaves still enslaved at the end of the Civil War. And none of the world powers that came and settled the armistice and said, okay, here's where South Sudan is going to have its land, and here's where the Northern Sudan is going to have its land. None of those global powers, including the U.S., did anything about the slaves that had been taken. But Christian Solidarity International has, in a sense, with an underground railroad kind of operation, been going into the places where slaves had been relocated and negotiating freedom slave by slave, and to date, they have liberated more than 80,000 slaves. And I'm very excited to say that over the last 4 years, you and I, working together, we have liberated more than 1,000 of those slaves just in the efforts of what we've done. And at the beginning of this year, we got a list of names of 192 additional slaves that had been located, identified. Their region back home had been identified where they need to be relocated to, and we started the year with a brand new slate of people that we're trying to liberate. Now, the great news is that 158 of those 192 have been liberated, but that means that 34 still remain in the clutches, and we need to do what we can to liberate all 34 of them before Christmas of this year. Our goal is to give them their liberty for Christmas this year. And here's how simple it is. You call that number that's on the screen, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and make a donation of $250. That donation primarily goes to giving them the supplies they need to live on once they are freed. There's a small portion of it that goes to providing a vaccine for the slave master's cattle that they'll trade in exchange for the slave's life. But that's less than $50 of the total amount. All the rest of that goes towards giving them what's called the Bag of Hope, which includes materials to sleep on and in, protect them from the weather, plant food, give them a year's worth of food to keep them nourished, give them a she-goat individually so that they can each have a way to support themselves, micro-enterprise, milk, cheese, etc., breeding more goats. All that helps them. And you do all of that with a one-time gift of $250. Now, I'm very proud to say that my entire staff this year has stepped up. In fact, every one of our staff members has liberated more than 2 slaves each. And altogether, I think we're in for more than 16 slaves as a team. Tonight, friends, every slave we liberate tonight, a private donor to CSI has said, Kev, we want to encourage people to do it. So for every slave you liberate tonight, someone else is going to liberate one in addition to that. $250 liberates the slave. If you need to break it up and go $125 a month for November and December, you can still get it done by Christmas, then do that. But if you can do a one-time gift of $250, maybe you can do a one-time gift of $2,500 and liberate 10 of them on your own. If there were 3.5 people that could do that challenge, we could liberate all of them tonight. But we need your help. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. You'll hear me talking more about it as we go along. But coming up tonight, Eric Metaxas, KT McFarland, Kristen B. Tate, all straight ahead. And then in the new music spotlight, Zach Williams and Dolly Parton with their new single. And a little bit later on, Zach and his band with something that's going to kind of open the doorway to our holiday celebration. Yeah, I'm a little bit in the holiday mood even before Thanksgiving, which I've always counted as a major rule that you don't break. But my kids have talked me into it. We've already watched Home Alone. We've already had the Charlie Brown stuff on. We've already been listening to Christmas music in the car. So what can you do? You know, it's the way it works out sometimes. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. 888-342-1010 if you want to step up and help us on the CSI front tonight. Please stay with us for the full 2 hours. This is going to be awesome, and I don't want you to miss a single part of it. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known and I've known some.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. If you watch the Rumble television video server service, whatever they call that, it's like a YouTube replacement. But there's a channel on there called Eric Metaxas that actually is kind of cool, because if you wanted to find out what Eric Metaxas had to say about certain things, you could not only hear what he had to say, but you could see how he said it by going to the Rumble channel that features Eric Metaxas. But then, lo and behold, I snap, and Eric Metaxas appears on my show. Eric Metaxas, welcome.
It's incredible. The only problem with your show is people can't see what I'm wearing, and they can't see how I've styled my hair today. If you watch Rumble, you can see what I did with my hair. And if you watch, you know what? Lindell TV, Frank's speech, 3 p.m. Eastern every day, high definition. Our show is on Frank's speech, Mike Lindell TV, Lindell TV.
Now, see, so here, you want to see what I here I'm already hair. It's very, I'm already feeling flexed on, because I don't even have hair. And Eric starts the conversation.
Flexed on.
You were flexing on me.
I forgot about the fact that you don't have hair. Listen, you do have hair.
You were flexing on me.
Whatever to go for that. The coach.
I have a cue ball. Look, Eric. I've come to terms with it. You can come to terms with it. I'm bald, so we're just going to leave it at that. That's the thing. You have hair. I don't. God bless you. He cursed me.
I'm wearing a horse. I'm honest about this. I wear a horse hair wig that's been in my family for generations. And you have to use the proper adhesive, but it looks very realistic. Now, can we talk about my book?
Absolutely. By the way, okay. Eric does have a brand new book out. Is Atheism Dead? Eric Metaxas, and it's endorsed by everybody. So I could say all sorts of good things about it.
I'm not kidding. I cannot. I mean, at the risk of sounding hyperbolic, I cannot exaggerate how excited I am about this book. This book is called Is Atheism Dead? There are things in this book that are going to blow people's minds. I've discovered scientific evidence over the years. Now, this is not me. I just read a lot of these kinds of books. And it gets more and more dramatic every year. And I finally said, you know what? I've got to put this in a book. People need to know that it is at this point open and shut. The idea... This is science now, that there's no God is no longer tenable. Now, if you want to say, and I'm an agnostic, I've got questions, I think there's things about the people that hate, I don't like Christians, we can have a conversation.
Yeah.
But atheism, qua atheism, it is dead, it doesn't make sense. And the irony, the tremendous irony, is that it is science that has brought us to this place. We all believe the reason the book is titled Is Atheism Dead is because in 1966 there was a famous Time magazine cover article that said, is God dead? And the thought at that time in the culture was, you know, yeah, the smart people, science, all these things push away from God, and all the smart people know God's probably not real. But again, the irony is that since about 1966, the evidence has been coming in slowly but surely, never, you know, in one big dump, so that people say, oh, we got to cover this. It's always like in little dribs and drabs. And I have to tell you, it is so astonishing. I promise people who read this book will be astonished, and they will say, how is it possible? I didn't know this. How is it possible the news didn't cover this? They're basically, well, there are three parts of the book. First part of the book I deal with science. Second part of the book I deal with archaeology, which is equally insane. There's stuff that has been discovered.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about each of the sections, by the way. But let me slow down to go fast just for a second. When
the debates were raging in the 70s and 80s, particularly in the school systems, about, you know, prayer being allowed and what science curriculums were going to be allowed to teach. And that was when the beginning of the homeschool movement really began to push forward into a different. You had kind of mirrored, even in the church world, even in even amongst Christians, particularly here in the Northeast, you had Christians that didn't want to be identified with the church because they felt that doing that was going to diminish their credentials in the world of science. And then you had other people that looked at those people and said, you guys are just, you know, agnostic, and you like they almost shunned them completely. What I loved, and I love the fact that Stephen Breyer is one of your endorsees, because the Discovery Institute and a couple of these other groups came along and said, hey, let's not necessarily put God in a box here, but let's ask about what type of design is inherent within nature and science, and does that point to something that could have just arranged itself? And the answer, obviously, Eric, that you've touched on is that, no, it's not possible. It had to be intrinsically designed by someone who designed it.
Now, when you mentioned Stephen Meyer, he wrote a book which is more technical than my book, but it's the same thesis. It's called The Return of the God Hypothesis, and it just deals with science. My book deals with science, archaeology, and then with a lot of historical and other things at the end of the book, with atheism itself as philosophy. But I have to tell you, Stephen Meyer was the one that kind of kicked me off in this direction. There are a number of these scientists and philosophers of science that kind of kicked me off thinking about this stuff. Stephen Meyer is one of them. I interviewed him at a Socrates in the City event. People can go to SocratesInTheCity.com and look it up. It's one of the most entertaining, fascinating conversations I've ever had. And the thing is, he talks about intelligent design. In other words, this idea of, you know, whether there was evolution or whether God did it or whatever. But imagine this. There is so much evidence from science that in my book, I don't even need to touch on intelligent design. I don't need to go there. I talk about three other things that are equally important and astonishing. So I don't even get into the evolution debate because I don't have room to go into it. It's absolutely astonishing. The first thing I talk about is the Big Bang, which most people forget how crazy controversial that was, because it was science leading to the end of science, because you get to a point 13.8 billion years ago, there's no science, there's no universe, there's no matter. It really tied materialist scientists, atheist scientists, in knots. And that's a very funny story. Even Einstein was insecure and couldn't handle it. I mean, it's bizarre. But then I get into the two really big, fascinating things. One of them is the so-called fine-tuned argument, which some people know about. The evidence mounts every single day. Think of the irony. The more science discovers, the more we know that there's not the ghost of a chance that this world, the universe, this planet, life, could have come into being via random or natural processes. Zero chance. That's the fine-tuned argument. We could touch on that. But the third piece that nobody seems to know, I, by God's grace, met a guy named James Tour at Rice University in Houston. And he is a solid Christian, probably the smartest nanoscientist on planet Earth, one of the top organic chemists on the planet, super genius. And he told me the story of this question that nobody asks this question. Nobody talks about this question. Everybody argues about evolution and stuff.
All right, Eric, well, hold that thought. And when we come back, we will delve in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A U.S. appeals court on Friday upheld its decision to put on hold an order by President Joe Biden to require COVID-19 vaccines. A three-member panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans affirmed its ruling despite the Biden administration's position that halting implementation of the vaccine mandate could lead to dozens or even hundreds of deaths.
Biotechnology company Moderna Therapeutics has officially begun large-scale testing of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine on America's youngest children. Dr. James Conway, professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine.
This is kind of the final frontier in terms of COVID research. The other groups have been studied. Vaccines have been available. This is the last group that needs to be vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. And we are, we've got a big show for you tonight. Zach Williams is coming up with Dolly Parton later this hour with tonight's new music spotlight. And in the second hour, KT McFarlane and Kristen B. Tate will be with us. The book is Atheism Dead, The Man, Eric Metaxas. And you see him on TBN, you hear him on Salem Radio throughout the week. And Eric, just before the break, we were talking about what you termed the scandal of scandals, which is really a very blunt way of saying that some of the people that have been involved in this debate about atheism just haven't been telling the truth.
And the reason it's funny is that in 1952 there was a huge experiment at the University of Chicago. These guys named Miller and Urey, they ran some electricity through, you know, a concoction that they said this is about what was on the planet 4 billion years ago. And if you run some electricity like lightning, you know, that's probably just how life started. So they did that, and they got some amino acids. And if you know anything about chemistry, you realize that, you know, that leads to proteins, which leads to this, which leads to that. So when they got these amino acids, everybody acted like Frankenstein's monster had just walked out of the dungeon. It was like,
right,
we discovered life, right? Well, the point is, an amino acid is as far from a single cell of life as like a piece of plastic is from a flat screen TV. I mean, if you discover plastic in the lab, you go like, it's only a matter of time we're going to have like these flat screen TVs popping out of here any day now. It is so far away, but they were so enthusiastic in 1952 that they basically announced, we've discovered the beginning of how life emerges, and that's the end of that. Well, what James Tour says, he hasn't written a book about it, and I said, I got to put this in my book. It's going to blow people's minds. He basically makes the case that in 70 years of trying to push this ball forward, not only have we not moved the ball forward a millimeter, the ball has moved backward by light years, because the more we know from science, the more we know that the predictions made in 1952 were so naive that it's comical. In other words, the more we know about how complex a cell is, I mean, it was only a few years later they discovered DNA. The coding in a single cell, the simplest life, it can't be simpler. The simplest life is so complex that we now know there's no way for this to randomly, in the sloshing of a puddle 4 billion years ago, emerge into life. But he goes into details on how, you know, even if you got two things to match up, they would deteriorate rapidly before the third thing came along 1,000 years later. I mean, he goes into the details of how the odds are zero that this happened. And he says, he calls for a moratorium on this origin of life research, because he says, zillions have been spent, literally 70 years they've been working on this, and they now know that they know nothing. It is like the scandal of scandals. If you ever needed proof of God, it's kind of like, you know, 70 years of the best scientist. Science has not moved this forward a millimeter. So anyway,
well, and even if they had,
it's funny.
Eric, even if they had, my next question, as being kind of, you know, a probative journalist who wants to, like, you know, dig a little bit deeper, where did the lightning and the puddle of muck come from? Like,
that gets to the Big Bang, right? Like, the idea is that we know that it happened, and people have already digested that, even though it makes them uncomfortable. They've digested that, and so people go, okay, the universe just is, if you start looking into that, which I do in the first chapter of my book, that alone is mind-blowing. So you're very right to bring that up. But most people have moved past that. They go, okay, the world exists. How did life evolve? And they talk about, like, oh, we discovered an exoplanet in some galaxy, and there's some water on it, and, you know, I'm sure fish are going to be leaping out of that pond any second, you know, like life just emerges. And, you know, what James Tour says is, like, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I love the comparison.
Apple in a fish tank, you know. Go ahead.
I love the comparison of the plastic to the flat screen. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to make sure that we
discovered plastic. They couldn't believe that they had plastic, and they knew any minute now, any year, we're going to have a flat screen TV. I don't think so.
I want to get to the third section, and I could spend all day, Eric, talking about the archaeology and the first part, but I want to get to the third section, which I perceive to be perhaps the most important part of the book, because when we are having discussions with people about atheism and about God's existence and about our life and our reality, what we experience and how do we know it's real and all the rest of it, the overarching question that is asked above all else is it true? Is there a way to prove that something is true? And this is inherently connected to the argument about whether or not God is there. So hold on to that thought, because when we come back, I want to give you plenty of time. We've got one more segment with Eric Metaxas, and whether or not things are true is what we will delve into next. Very special night tonight at Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, welcome back. Radio Night Live. So glad you're with us. Eric Metaxas, my guest. Kevin McCullough with you. Eric, what is truth and how have atheists dealt with it?
And how they dealt with this. The serious people, Albert Camus, Jean-Paul Sartre in the mid-20th century, they were philosophers really wrestling with this. Really having a hard time and not being happy about a world without God. They were basically saying, look, this is the way it is, but it's hard. It's difficult. How do you have ethics? How do you say what's good or bad? How do you live a life and have any meaning in life without God? They were wrestling with that and they wrestled with it harder than anybody. And I have to say that anybody who wrestles with it directly, not like the phony new atheist, but when you really look at it, it is bleak and it's disturbing. But the headline at the end of the book, I say something that I'm sure almost nobody knows. And this is when I discovered this, Kevin, I almost fell on the floor. I said, this cannot be possible. Jean-Paul Sartre and Albert Camus, two of the most famous rigorous atheists of the 20th century, both of them independent of each other, 20 years apart, came to faith in God. Now, that's like, that should be a gigantic, gigantic headline. The way the third guy, Anthony Flew, when he came to faith in God, he wrote all these atheist textbooks, and he was a hugely famous atheist. That made the headlines. He was very old. People argue, you know, it's real. But these other two guys who were arguably way more famous and culturally influential, everybody's reading their books today in universities, these depressing books and stuff. And suddenly we find out both of them thought atheism was wrong. And both of them, not only did they think it was wrong, but they came through the other side to belief in God. Now, that is just earth-shattering news, and nobody knows it. And I said, if my book serves one function, it's to mention a few things like that that you're not going to read anywhere else and that are solid evidence. It's backed up. It's not my opinion. It's the same thing in the archaeology where I talk about the discovery of biblical Sodom. I mean, this is blockbuster news.
Right, right.
You know, you're talking about Sodom. It's from the first few pages of the Bible, so it doesn't get more ancient and mythical, right? Like, you're thinking this is not, you know, Jesus' time or even David's time. This is like 1,700 years. This is probably all made up, right? Well, an archaeologist that I happened to meet discovered biblical Sodom, and the more I looked into it, the more I thought he has every I dotted, every T crossed. There is no doubt this is real. In fact, an article appeared in Nature magazine, which is one of the premier scientific journals of our time. It was a peer-reviewed article by 21 scientists who've analyzed the data over years now. It's been over 10 years. And they corroborate this, okay? And what amazes me is he discovered biblical Sodom with every detail, and the scientists say there's no way any of this could have happened because it's such a bizarre destruction, except for what they call a cosmic airburst event. In other words, an asteroid, kind of like the one that hit Tunguska, Siberia in 1908, like a fireball 35,000 miles an hour coming into the atmosphere, explodes about 5 miles above the surface of the Earth, and instantly flattens 80 million trees. Like, you know, just crazy stuff. That's what happened according to this article, and I'm not giving you all the details. I'm just giving you the basics. But when you hear that Sodom was discovered, I thought to myself, this is front page newspaper headline news. This is gigantic. This is a corroboration of the very earliest pages of the Bible from science. Everybody needs to know this. And there is tons more of archaeology, which I also put in the book. But that is the most recent, just yeah. As the James Tour stuff about the beginning of life is the most recent. And it is so overwhelming. I said it is time that we have a recalculation. We've got to look at the evidence, and there you go.
Friends, it's called Is Atheism Dead? It's available now by Eric Metaxas, and it is a typical Metaxas book. It is hefty in length, and it's got all of its evidence cited. You're gonna have plenty of footnotes to work off of, and I encourage you to get this, not only to read for your own edification, but use it as a starting point for conversations with people around you about this very important topic. And to your point about the late life conversions of the two atheists, Eric, in our particular body of fellowship congregation that we attend on Sundays, the whole church is going through the life of Abraham right now. And the question came up in the last week, in the week's study, as to when is it okay to question God? And the bottom line is, if you're questioning God, and in that questioning, you move closer to Him to find the answer, and you continue to move towards Him, that's a healthy form of questioning. But if you're questioning to throw up roadblocks, to in some way justify, obfuscate, etc., that there's probably not an honest questioning that's going on. And it's very apparent to me that those two atheists, when they were on their journey to try to find truth,
And they end up finding it in the person of Jesus, which is kind of exciting. And you, yes, you're right. The lead is very buried on Mr. Sart and the
I can't say that they found Jesus the way we did. But the point is, these are the arch atheists of the universe who found God in the Christian tradition. Like how far they got. But the point is, they both clearly believed in the God of the Bible, or the, I mean, you kind of think, can I even make this up, that these two names pull them out of a hat?
Isn't that crazy?
It doesn't get crazier.
Yeah.
And it's because they were serious. And the people who are flippant, and I write about them at the end of the book, Christopher Hitchens, Dawkins, they're so shallow and intellectually dishonest that they need to be called out. So I do call them out. I said they've affected a lot of people. Shame on them, because they did not do their homework. They were just selling books. And you know, that's at some point, that's deeply, deeply wrong.
Yeah. Eric Metaxas, you're not deeply, deeply wrong. You are a good man, and I am glad to know you as a friend and as a colleague at Salem. Thank you for doing this this volume, and we're going to encourage everyone to get a copy, not only for themselves, but for the people in their life that are struggling with this very ongoing and present question. Is atheism dead? Does God exist? These big ideas. It doesn't get more crucial, more core to the human experience than answering those very things. Eric Metaxas, as always, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Mr. Metaxas himself, you can watch him on TBN on the weekends, and go on Rumble and go on Lindell TV and look up Eric Metaxas on online. You can listen, watch, do all the stuff. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, live from New York. And, again, hour two on the way. KT McFarland, Kristen B. Tate, all straight ahead. Got a lot that we're going to yet get to, regardless of what's on the screen right there. We hope that you stick around with us. But, ladies and gentlemen, in the New Music Spotlight tonight, here is Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. And there is Jesus.
Every time I try to make it on mine, every time I try to stand, it starts to fall. And all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.